The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to BBB, Bite by Bite, Bite for Bite, whatever it is. We're taking a bite out of everything we had to do when it comes to feeding hungry. And we're doing that through Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's covered 35 different counties in the great state of Alabama. And we've been talking about the SNAP thing. If you were listening to, of course, our Mission Minded show, please do. They kind of go hand in hand a lot of ways, but it's a little bit of a shorter version specific to Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. You were talking about resources that you are blessed to have, but also when you have resources, you have corruption. What do you mean by that?
Yes, it's inevitably when resources are made available, people will then begin to think, how do I get some of those resources? So a good example would be the governor. Governor Ivey's office stepped forward, gave all the food banks $250,000 to help with ordering food. People started calling food banks saying, well, I know you got all that money. Where's, can you give me some? Now, most corruption is not as blatant as that.
Yeah.
But
did you actually have people to call you and say, hey, can I have some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Golly. That's amazing.
So, oh, wow. But what we find is, I won't mention the location or the agency name, but as more and more resources come out, people are like, okay, it gets tougher to be accountable. To track everything that comes through, whether it's money, like let's take USAID or USAID that was taken over, and they said billions and billions and billions were going out. Well, the government, that's one thing, that's one of the challenges of government being so big. You're sending out so much money and you're saying, oh yeah, this to this agency. Well, then you dig into what was actually done and you realize, oh, these people were paid, these so-called consultants were paid, or these things that were really anti-American were funded with American taxpayer dollars. It's just the nature of the beast because, again, going back to our fallen nature, we turn back in, okay, what's in it for me? And so people will take food, and now there's, I don't want to say there's an abundance of food, we're getting food out all the time. And it's more than there's normally there because the need has increased. But people that get in, find themselves in those channels will also try to take food and turn it into cash. So a great example, there's a million examples that I could tell you of techniques that have been done by agencies. One agency has a daycare center that's federally funded or gets some funding assistance. So when you're paying for children inside of that daycare assistance, there's money for food to help offset food costs. Well, you can't run a federally funded daycare and then turn and get federally funded items from a food bank.
Yeah.
And so what then happens is, and they know that, but if somebody's not there, they use it and then they get to pocket that difference. That occurred this week, and they got caught and they got terminated as an agency. And the person, believe it or not, who runs that organization is a county commissioner.
Wow.
We see this kind of corruption all the time. We also see, like right now, food is at its most valuable. So what we're trying to do in an attempt to get food out to those in need is create these emergency boxes. So we're doing some 10-pound, all shelf stable stuff. 10-pound for individuals, 25 pounds for families. And we're trying to include canned fruits, vegetables, proteins. Even though it's processed in a can, we're still trying to make it as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
So 25 pounds of food, that's a lot of food. And if you were to go into a market, it would cost you lots and lots and lots of money. But if they can take some of those boxes and then just ride around the neighborhood,
Sure.
and people will buy those boxes, and so they're turning that food into cash because it's cheaper than they can using their food stamps or SNAP benefits. And so there's all sorts of hustles in the world. I've had a guy, I may have mentioned this before, this isn't recent, but summertime, we just had such an abundance of produce. We were so blessed. And we were so concerned about it going bad in our warehouse. And we're telling agencies, look, come back up here in the afternoon. We'll load you down. All don't cost you a dime. All we're asking is that you get it distributed out to the community. You reside in poor communities, and it's a blessing to them. And we care about these people, and we want you to serve them. And a guy loaded up his truck with watermelons and then went about 3 miles down the road, pulled off the
Start
side of the road,
selling
started selling watermelons. So these are kind of these side hustles. And the problem is, lots of times, if you're on the street and you live by street rules, then everybody is like, yeah, I get it. It's a side hustle. Yeah. I mean, if you were to ask, is it right? I would tell you, no, it's not right, but it's what I do to survive. And so it's just heartbreaking to me that we are bending over backwards trying to follow every USDA regulation, every contractual relationship through Feeding America, trying to be as responsible as we can with every can of food to make sure it's equitably distributed. And we have people in the community who are charging the elderly for USDA elderly packages that are supposed to be free, hurting their own people. To get a buck.
Well,
And it's discouraging and heartbreaking, and we try to track it down and address it. But it's like whack-a-mole. You know, it pops up, you hit it, and it's going to come up somewhere else.
Money makes us do really stupid things. Where there's money, there's
It's
corruption.
that's right.
Just look at what COVID did to us. I mean, there's still
Yeah.
people living off COVID money. I mean,
Oh
I
yeah.
mean,
And several people in jail for
and I
But
mean,
a lot of people didn't get caught, and a lot of people got
and
used
some,
it and got
yeah,
forgiven.
and some people got something they really needed, and that's the people that you have to say thank the Lord that the right people got some of that stuff as well, and that's what you're
That's
doing.
right.
That's what you're doing at the heart of all
And
that
that's how
today.
when I say all I can focus on is making sure we're being as responsible and accountable as absolutely possible. If people somehow still take advantage of us, even while we're watching, you know, that's one of those things where you just have to turn it over to the Lord and let Him take care of that. We're gonna still can try to meet the needs of those in
It
the
is
community that we love and care about.
tough times right now, and I know you've been going through a lot with this government shutdown. How can people help you out?
Yeah, go to HAFB.org. We appreciate all donations. If you're in the area and want to come by and volunteer, there's some volunteer opportunities. Just keep in mind, even if the government shutdown ends, we've probably got another 7 to 10 days before people start getting their benefits. So we'll be working at this with emergency boxes and increasing our distribution even past when the government is restored. So anybody that can help, we would appreciate
I'm
it.
glad you're the CEO down there, man. It's getting run right. And I know this has got to be difficult times for you. So God bless you and keep doing your thing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.